And I will say though that my time being mentored by Sean was probably the first big breakthrough for me. The second really big breakthrough was meeting my wife Tricia, because suddenly there was an experience of one, I knew that there was I knew what my sexuality was for. Mm-hmm. That, you know, for a while it was kind of this segregated part of me that as a single man I struggled understanding, well, what is my sexuality for? And unless it was for just sort of seeking and maximizing pleasure and sort of running from rush to rush to rush, I didn't know what it was for. And either I would deny it entirely and just sort of shove it away and sweep it under a rug, or it was manifesting itself in some form of sexual addiction, like pornography addiction.
So you bring
I didn't know what to do about it. Yeah. So finally meeting Tricia, there was a sense of, oh, okay, I'm falling in love here, and there's all this stuff going on. Wow, this is my sexuality is really meant to drive me towards intimacy, towards relationships, not away from them, which is what the pornography was.
That is so interesting. Now, how did she become involved, and when did you bring her into the picture, or did you bring her into the picture?
Oh, I brought her in pretty early on. I mean, it was pretty evident early on that early in our relationship that there was something special here, and probably by the end of the first month of us dating, I thought, I think this is the one. And by the end of the second month, I was pretty sure she was the one. By the end of the third month, I think I was going crazy because I thought, oh, this can't be that easy, you know, to fall in love like this. But it was happening, and I didn't know what to do. But in the midst of trying to figure out the relationship and, you know, to make sure that this really was what it was, amidst that, I did start confessing to her what my struggles were.
And how did she respond?
Well, she responded pretty well. Without a whole lot of surprise. She was married before. She was widowed actually, and she and her first husband also struggled somewhat with these things. I don't want to go into that per se, but
sure.
I think every guy on some level probably has had an interaction in some way with pornography, especially if you live in American culture. And every couple has to face that mm-hmm. we live in a world that's saturated in pornography. And so every couple, I think, today has to, unless you live in some isolation or something like that, you have to face that you are you're surrounded in this kind of stuff. And so she dealt with living in that surrounding before, living in that kind of in a world that's saturated with pornography, and yet at the same time, you know, she wants to her marriage to be pure, and she wants to be fidelity there and intimacy and those sort of things. So she'd already dealt with this issue somewhat in the past,
mm-hmm.
But she also she just understood it because she just said, "Yeah, I know a lot of guys struggle with this." Now it didn't become a real personal thing until our relationship got very serious. Because once our relationship got serious, then she said, okay, well, you know, this is something that, you know, by the time we get married, this is something that we want to, you know, make sure we keep a very close eye on. And this is not just something that we overlook or saying, oh, well, everyone deals with it, so we're just going to kind of sweep it under the rug. She said, no, this is something we're going to keep a very close eye on. And we have. And since we've been married, we've kept a very close eye on it. I've kept a close eye on it in my own life, looking for the little hints or traces of, you know, when I feel an urge to go down a road that I know I shouldn't go down, to just take note of that. And I try to have a very open and honest communication with her
and then
about
everything,
even if it includes temptation, even if it includes the temptation to look. I'll talk to her about it, and she generally responds very well.
That is so fantastic. You know, I often work with couples in my office exactly where you're at in life, exactly in those situations, and I often tell them exactly what you guys are doing. I say, look, if as a couple you can understand that if this isn't about you as a female, this is about a long-standing issue that has been a part of this person's life, and try to make it so it's not as personal, but also make sure that there is accountability. And every woman needs to decide what their comfort level is with that accountability. Some like to be very involved, and some like to be kind of more of at a distance. But in the situations where you have a team where you can say, you know, man, today I don't know what it was. I got bombarded. I got hit. I was tempted all over the place, and I don't even know where it originated. But I'm telling you this because I want to detonate this bomb so it doesn't grow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I find just talking about it, just talking about the areas where I'm weak, seems to change how I see that weakness.
Yeah.
And it's really in the darkness that those weaknesses fester into temptations, and those temptations fester into sins, and those sins fester into all sorts of guilt and shame and all kinds of junk that just out of my love, well, one, I think out of my love for Tricia, I don't want to bring that into our marriage. I don't want to bring that kind of stuff in. And then on a personal level, I don't want to deal with that that kind of life again. I don't want a hint of it in my life anymore. And I've been down there. I know what it feels like. It doesn't feel very good at all. So I've been there, and I don't want to go back.